Reverend Brooke Burns starting very shortly. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is entertaining the activist troops from the inaugural protests. And we have a lot of tunes. We're going to talk about the inaugural protests. We had to cancel last week because of a snow blizzard, and so we're going to play the inaugural protest songs and cover the actions in Washington, D.C., during the coronation of George W. Numbnuts, corporate hoe, war criminal Bush, and a belated celebration of the anniversary of Roe versus Wade, and all kinds of material to cover, and definitely a whole lot of tunes. Going to start off with a band from Boston called The Proletariat. This track is entitled Religion is the Opiate. Wrong. Religion is the opium of the masses. Play.
Deliver us if you can. kicked him out!
Yeah.
queen, weighing 98 pounds, will get sand in his face when kicked to the ground.
Hey, stop
it. And soon, in the gym, with a determined chin, the sweat from his pores as he works for his cause will make him glisten and gleam. And with massage and a little bit of steam, he'll be pink and quite clean.
He'll be a strong man.
Nutritious, high protein, and swallow raw eggs.
Yeah.
Try to build up his shoulders, his chest, arms, and legs.
Such an effort! If you only knew my plan, that in just 7 days, I could be a man.
He'll do press ups and chin ups. Do the snatch, clean, and jerk. He thinks dynamic tension must be hard.
Such strenuous living, I just don't understand. That just 7 days, I could be a man.
You heard Pansy Division doing I Can Make You a Man. The Independents did Sword of Damocles. DOA did Fucked Up Bush. Selby Tigers did Cheerleading is Big Business. Rage Against the Machine did Kick Out the Jams. And started off with the Proletariat doing Religion is the Opium of the Masses. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org from 9 to 11 East Coast Time, USA. And at Radio Volta, the show is repeat broadcasted Tuesday evenings, 7 to 9, and Wednesday mornings, 6 to 8, also East Coast Time, USA. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and repeat broadcasted, oh so appropriately, on Sunday mornings when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. The Reverend Is In is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to me, send feedback, show ideas, song requests, be on the mailing list, or input to future themed shows, write to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking moron after Reagan and before W. Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is on the Radio Volta face page at present. So if you missed the Reverend's 2005 predictions, they're on the front page where the most recent news items are listed. And if a new thing kind of bumped it off the face page, it's radiovolta.org/DJ/bookburnpredictions.shtml. And a big thanks to the Radio Volta web maintainers who put that on the front page, as well as the news item last week, the entertaining the activist troops at the inaugural protests was postponed from last Sunday night due to a snowstorm, and postponed until tonight. So we're catching up with the inaugural protest show and the anniversary celebration of Roe versus Wade, the 1973 Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. And it's 32 years old, and we have a song and some material for that to cover later. And a happy belated birthday to Lady Simone, who is no relation to any Christian supremacist psycho stalkers. And she was the first bride on this show last March. And this coming March, in the earlier part of the month, she's going to return on their one-year anniversary from the Reverend Bookburn wedding. And I'm not sure if her husband, Mr. Beefcake, alias Brother Eric, will be joining her, but she will be on to co-host a show in early March. And happy birthday, Lady Simone. And happy birthday to DeMonica. And that was quite a party. Okay. No more birthdays. Oh, yes, there is. In addition to happy birthday to DeMonica, happy birthday to Sea Haggy. And love, comfort, and support for the loss of a family member, which also happened since the last show. Okay. The theme tonight, once again, is entertaining the activist troops at the inaugural protests, many of whom are now done with their activities. A lot of people were busted, and a lot of people are doing legal work, and some people are still raising some hell. And we're going to dedicate the show to the people who protested, the people who were both soft tactics and harder tactics, because nobody was truly out of line, except for these thugs who were spraying pepper spray in everybody's faces, including the pacifists, including media people, including passers-by and people on their way to work. So, but aside from that, nobody was truly out of line. And the show is dedicated to those who braved the cold to protest the coronation of the twice unelected president by election fraud and coup, the coronation of a third generation, third of a crime family, corporate criminal, friend of Enron, war criminal, massacre of civilians, which is within the definition of terrorism, and soon to be shit canner of Social Security and Medicaid. So, thank you. And tonight's show is dedicated to you who raised hell, and in particular to the man or woman who actually got up close during the moron speech during the inauguration and got close enough to heckle. And we say thank you, person. And I love what the Bushies, these sheep, do when somebody heckles, similar to during the Republican convention. And honestly, I mean no disrespect whatsoever to real sheep, and I apologize to sheep for the degrading comparison, but for lack of a better word for the moment, the sheep, when the numbnuts is heckled, both at the Republican convention last year and at the coup coronation in Washington, D.C., is they start chanting real loud to drown out the heckler. They'll chant four more years, or they'll chant something for the numbnuts, and he has a hard enough time speaking, having a command of language and clarity of thought in the first place. So they kind of compound Bush's disability by chanting and throwing off his speech. So he just stood there with this silly, shit-eating grin on his face, watching his people chant. And actually, they were more disruptive than the heckler. So tonight's show is dedicated to the protesters at the inauguration, and with a special dedication to the heckler who got up close. Thank you. You can see a lot written about the protests, a lot of coverage, free of corporate media bullshit, from Washington, D.C.'s independent media, which is at dc.indymedia.org, and get some coverage of the protests, of the arrests, the pepper spray, the people who did actions, and I think there's even some video loops that are still there. Some highlights for me, besides the heckler, was when a tear gas canister got in the street and the presidential limo had to drive right over it. And of course, with a little luck, there should have been like some holes in the floor of the limo, but I'm sure we would have heard if there was that much luck. But it was still fun to watch the limo ride over the tear gas canister. Some of the barricades that were toppled over was another highlight, as well as demonstrators slowing down the limo and the procession that was going down the street, and at one point slowed down completely, or actually coming to a complete stop. And we give thanks to that as well. Let's see. There's too much to cover about the corporate media's ass-licking of Bush during the inauguration. And I mean no disrespect to people who are into ass-licking for the degrading comparison. Locally, the Philadelphia Inquirer was at the front of the pack. And it was funny that they used some quotes from this poorly spoken, piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump for headlines like "The Time Is Now," or "Our Call Is On," or "Tyrants Beware." And I don't know, Marlon, I think "Tyrants Beware" should be a theme of a future show. That man, Marlon the Great Engineer, is barely awake. But maybe we'll do a theme, "Tyrants Beware," which is a sentiment that should certainly begin at the home. "Tyrants Beware." What else was in the corporate media? The Philadelphia Inquirer should just change its name to the Bush Cheerleaders official newsletter. And speaking of the Philadelphia Inquirer, a guy, Ed Herman, who has done a lot of work with the great writer and speaker, Noam Chomsky, and one of our own siblings from Radio Volta and Philadelphia Independent Media, sent her work on a webpage that is solely devoted for exposing the biases of the Philadelphia Inquirer. It's called Inky Watch, I-N-K-Y, inkywatch.org. And if there's time before the end, we'll read some highlights from inkywatch.org. But the corporate media did kiss his ass. And it was kind of funny to see the headlines that were quotes from the pretzel-choking, alcohol-relapsing moron who needed a device in his back to get through the debates. And thank you again, people who did the actions. We'll cover that a little more later. We'll do some plugs and get on to another set of tunes, because there's a million. There's another thing on the Reverend's wish list. In addition to the songs and records that were named before, and a lot of you are really good at finding this stuff, so let's see. No one has found the Mudhoney track for the Reverend yet. It's Mudhoney's song that was just before the Iraq War started, called "Hard On for War," in which they said that they wanted the war because they wanted mostly men to go into battle and get killed, so there would be more women available to them. "Hard On for War" by Mudhoney. But the new thing on the Reverend's wish list is any recording whatsoever on anything, CD, cassette, whatever, by an Islamic comedian who was raised by fundamentalist Islamics all of his life and started a whole hilarious comedy gag as a little after 2001, the September 11th attacks, and had great lampoonery of like the Patriot Act and the bigotry against Islamics and fundamentalists of every stripe here and abroad. And I don't have his name, but some of you out there probably will be able to tell me more about him. But any recording by the comedian who was raised by Islamic fundamentalists, and it is a real shame that the comedy sections in CD and video stores are filled with so much crap and buffoonish comedians, exceptions being the great Margaret Cho, Bobcat Goldthwait, George Carlin, the late Bill Hicks, and a handful of others. But sadly, the Islamic raised comedian is nowhere to be found, so please let the Reverend know if you find any recording of any kind in any medium of this comedian. quail@sjcdc.org. Alright, we're gonna save a lot of shit for later. We still have one of our final installments of the Retard Book Review, a book given by the Christian supremacist Psycho Stalker that we've had a lot of good laughs over, and the book he used to try to woo the great Demonica, our birthday girl, over the holidays. Yes, his holiday present to her was The War Against Boys, which is by a religious right-wing nutcase, and an anti-woman book, which gave Marlon and myself and Demonica an enormous laugh. And big thanks to Demonica for all providing us with so much comedy material. Thank you also to Tara and DC Independent Media, who provided material for tonight's show, as well as the new Coffee Goddess. Let's see. We'll get back to the Roe versus Wade anniversary and some material for that. A few quick plugs, and then we'll play some more tunes. We're with Marlon, the great engineer, but he's barely awake. So we will cover this alone. I think it was Mark Twain who said, as quoted by Paul Krasner, who said, "The only people who refer to themselves as we are kings, editors, popes, and people with tapeworms." We got to cover the Christian supremacist and religious right-wing attacks on SpongeBob. That's a gift and a half. And that is coming up. And Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong fame is now enlisted in the Marijuana Logs tour, similar to the Vagina Monologues. The Marijuana Logs is touring, and it's coming to this Philadelphia area March 18th at the Keswick Theater, which is in Glenside, Pennsylvania, keswicktheater.com. Tommy Chong in the Marijuana Logs, March 18th. And it's touring, so if you're anywhere in North America, it is probably coming near you. All right, we'll talk about the latest bullshit from Rolling Stone when we come back, and the Heart of the Beholder film, which is premiering this weekend, and we may get one or more live guests from the production of Heart of the Beholder. Check that out at beholder.com. And that's all the plugs for now. Oh, and we'll talk about assholes like America Online and Coors Beer and Blockbuster and Curves and other bullshit. All right, but first, let's play a song for the medical marijuana exiles in Canada, Rene Bourget and Steve Cubby. Cubby is at CubbyKUBBY.com, still seeking support to maintain asylum in Canada, fleeing fascistic charges and sentencing guidelines in the States. And Renee Bojay, ReneeBoje.com. And if you write to Renee, she can give you information on the woman in Bali that she's also trying to support, who is facing the death penalty for pot charges. So, in hopes of true freedom fighters who are seeking true freedom away from fascistic laws and seeking to beat their medical marijuana charges against them, this song is to said medical marijuana exiles. It's by The Toys. It's called "Hey Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone." Lord, make this machine work.
The murderers keep murdering, the churches keep a burning, the rapists keep a raping, and the tide ain't turning. Uncle Sam, for all your power, things get worse every hour. It seems to me your energy's a wasting, chasing my friends and me. So hey, Uncle Sam, hey there, Uncle Sam. Terrorizing, our leaders keep a lying, the haters keep a hating, and the planet's dying. Uncle Sam, do what's proper, call off your dogs and your helicopters. The problems of society were not caused by my friends and me. And we just peace, love, sleep, pop, and brotherhood freaks. A touch of Mother Nature never made nobody violent, never made nobody hate nobody or break nobody's peace. It's never been told to be harmful, don't you tell me no lies. With your caffeine, codeine, nicotine eyes, the cannabis man is just recent, just since 1938 to re-legalize it, realize it. You made a big mistake.
Son-in-law named Jeff. all their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown. Cause don't it make my brown eyes blue?
Shave them dry. One, two, one.
George was in the White House watching his TV, chewing on a pretzel and drinking his iced tea, when suddenly he choked and passed out upon the ground. There was a bruise upon his cheek and scratches all around. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day, send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Then the Secret Service came, they took the pretzel in. They kept the pretzel up all night, interrogated him. The pretzel said, I'm innocent, my story you must hear. It wasn't an iced tea he drank, it was an ice cold beer. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Got a lawyer from the ACLU. The media just ate it up. The rumors wildly flew. The president responded in a twisty, wisty way. The pretzel is a terrorist. Send them to Guantanamo Bay. Okay. So send George Bush a pretzel. Send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Okay. That the pretzel was sent here from Iraq. Some say North Korea, they know it for a fact. But the pretzel and the president are brothers, yes they are. No matter what their differences, they both start with PR. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Okay. Now George said send $1 so Afghani kids can eat, but the only thing he sent them was a cluster bombing treat. So if you want to feed them in their starving neighborhood, send George Bush a pretzel and do those kids some good. So send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send him the best wishes and send him on his way. Send George Bush a pretzel, send one every day. Send it with best wishes and send him on his way. Send him on his way. Do it, don't delay. Send him on his way. Okay.
All the news programs now are sponsored by products that are necessary for erectile dysfunction. So you can see what age group they're aiming for that still watches the network news, because everybody knows when people turn 50, they stop buying things until they get their inheritance. So there's a Viagra commercial, and this has a bunch of happy men running out of the doorways, leaping and dancing, shouting with joy because they got a free sample of Viagra when they asked their doctors. I save all my doctor questions for one. I have 15 doctor questions to ask now because I don't like to, you know, keep calling him each time a TV commercial says ask your doctor. So I save them all for one. So this commercial has music in the background from Queen doing We Are the Champions. So it's as if Freddie Mercury died to make the world safe for 36-hour hard-ons. Now, I'm not boasting now. This is just an objective observation, but I have no trouble getting an erection. The only problem is, at my age, I begin to worry that it's rigor mortis setting in gradually on the installment plan. Because I've never talked about my age before, but last month, on April 9th, I turned 72. Well, don't applaud for chronology, please. That had nothing to do with it. Well, one thing I did was I changed my zodiac sign, so I'm doing much better as an Aries. So everything, my health improved. And so most of the people I know now are younger than me. Even the ones I read about in the obituaries are younger. Fidel Castro is still older than me. He is 77. He's going to be 78 in August. And I remember something he said at the revolution in Cuba. He said, "We shall not die of fear. We shall die laughing." But not you. I'm talking about Fidel. But then I have to remember that he also said, "I believe in term limits." So ARP magazine, the American Association for Retired People, asked me to do an article. Then I knew I was getting old. So I did it, and the month it was supposed to be published, the magazine came to my house, and it wasn't in there. And I really needed the money, and I really wanted to see that article in print and reach an audience that I hadn't reached before. It didn't have the article in, and I called up my editor there, and I said, what happened? You know, is it delayed, postponed, or you decided not to publish it? And she said, how old are you? And I said, what do you mean? I said, I'm 71. What does that have to do with it? She said, well, we have three editions, one for 50 and over, one for 60 and over, and one for 70 over. And so that's why it doesn't have you. But it's in the other. And so it's true. My dentist in his waiting room, because he's only 55, he had it there. So, I mean, I thought it was an insult to the readership that, you know, that as you grow older, your capacity to understand articles and appreciate certain ads diminishes. But what this meant that I was too old to read my own article. I started life too young to see certain things, and now I'm too old to see them. You know, where did the time go? So what happens, I'm in pretty good shape, actually. I've learned, though, that any part of your body can attack you anytime it wishes without any notice, without any motivation, except perhaps revenge. And I have a pretty bad limp, but that comes from a police beating. I kind of forget about it until I pass a store window, and I think, who's that limpy guy following me? I feel like the eighth dwarf. Here comes Gimpy now. For my strange gait, I went to several different kinds of healers, chiropractors, osteopaths, massage therapists. I went to one woman who had been really highly recommended to me, and she thought maybe I could wear some kind of brace that would sort of get me back into not feeling so twisted. And so she put her hand on my hip, held the hand of her receptionist, and the receptionist thought for a moment and said, yes. I said, look, I don't want to offend you. But do you mind if I go to another healer for a second opinion from her receptionist? I'm in good shape. I never had even a physical exam. I have an older brother who said, you got to get an exam. So I didn't even have a family doctor. But my daughter Holly had a boyfriend in high school who went to medical school, and he was a doctor. So I thought, okay, I had met him, and I figured I might as well give the business to him. So I went there, and he gave me, everything was all right. My heart was okay. My cholesterol was okay. Everything seemed fine. And then I saw him putting on a latex glove, reaching for a tube of KY jelly. And he had me bend over a table, and he said, I remember his words clearly. He said, it's okay, we're just friends. And when he finished, I remember what I said, which was, you know, you are the only person in the universe who has had a finger up both my daughter and me. It not only was it literally true, but it was a good icebreaker. So. I'm
Heard the Buzzcocks doing I Don't Mind. Paul Krasner did Erectile Dysfunction from his most recent comedy release, The Zen Bastard Rides Again. Daryl Cherney and the Chernobyls did Send George Bush a Pretzel. Vic Bondi did Fortunate Son. Asylum Street Spankers did Shave 'em Dry. Cheech and Chong did Mexican Americans from the soundtrack of Cheech and Chong's next movie. And started off with The Toys doing Hey Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight the theme is entertaining the activist troops at the inaugural protests. And if you're just tuning in, we gave thanks to everybody who made a lot of noise and raised some hell. The hard-toned and the soft-toned people in Washington, D.C., and in particular to the person who got up close enough to actually heckle the speech of George W. Numbnuts, corporate hoe, Enron pal, war criminal, piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump, Bush. And got a new resource, which is from This Can't Be Happening. At thiscan'tbehappening.net, and you can get a book of the same title, This Can't Be Happening, Resisting the Disintegration of American Democracy by David Lindorf, and some pictures of Bush with all those weird-ass wires and devices in the back of his jacket during the debates, the master debater himself. And all of that is at thiscan'tbehappening.net. Similar to Michael Moore's incredible film, Fahrenheit 9/11, is another film entitled Hijacking Catastrophe, which is on TV. Someone sent this to me, but without explanation. I'm not sure if this is internet, video streaming, as well as cable or public television, but it's on WUWF TV, if that sounds like something accessible to you. And they are going to do a showing of Hijacking Catastrophe, which is less famous but also powerful, along the lines of Fahrenheit 9/11. And that will be aired. A great goof at the comedy site The Onion at theonion.com, and it's under news, and hopefully it's still there. This was closer to the time of the last show 2 weeks ago, which is children still traumatized, meaning about the Janet Jackson Super Bowl event, and children still traumatized is at theonion.com under news. For articles about the dangers of nuclear plants and natural disasters and nuclear plants in high-risk natural disaster zones, similar to tsunami, check out the people who are trying to stop one of the more dangerous nuclear plants in southern New Jersey called Salem. Their website is unplugsalem.org. And there's a great thing about disasters and nuclear plants at that site. Regrettably, we have to report the passing of another great person. On the last show, we reported the loss of Jefferson Airplane drummer Spencer Dryden and played him a song. Another drummer from the 60s has also passed on this past Friday, Jim Capaldi. He was a drummer of the band Traffic. And somebody was going to get me a good cover, kind of a punky cover of one of their best songs, Dear Mr. Fantasy, but that has not come through. But if somebody finds that for me, that will be played on this show. Jim Capaldi was the drummer of Traffic, who played a lot of great events and festivals of the 60s and early 70s. And when John Lennon and others organized benefit concerts to help a very busted, very persecuted underground newspaper from England at the time called The Oz. The Oz benefits featured a lot of bigger bands, including Traffic, and that is the live recording of one of the Traffic releases. Jim Capaldi died of cancer at age 60, and so we bid farewell with respect and the deepest appreciation for all of the great recordings and cool acts he did as a drummer of Traffic and some of his projects after the disintegration of Traffic. The Reverend is at the Dr. Susan Block site at drsusanblock.com with live video and audio streaming from the Radio Susie link. Her most recent editorial is entitled Faith-Based Sex, and on the letters in response to Faith-Based Sex is the latest Reverend contribution to Dr. Block's website. Her last show, Eros Day 2005, featured the Reverend's friend Lacera Firefox, who is a possible future live guest and author of the forthcoming book entitled Sexy Witch, which is about accurate. Oh, another quote from George W. Numbnuts Bush. This is from January 26, talking about the Iraqi elections. And I think a lot of wounded soldiers and the survived loved ones of those who did not survive this war for oil might have an objection to this quote. I planted the flag overseas. That was at that news conference that every network interrupted programming to show. I planted the flag of liberty and freedom over there. The only flag he planted is the flagpole in his own ass. And it's up to the activists, like the people who protested the inauguration, to plant the flag of freedom and liberty here in North America. And, of course, to cut through the myths and bullshit of the corporate media and corporate entertainment industry. Okay, I want to get onto the SpongeBob thing, because this is incredible. What's happening is the religious right wing, the Christian equivalent of the Taliban, are still high off of believing that Bush legitimately won the election and that the election was decided not by a bunch of cowards who saw bin Laden on TV and ran clinging to daddy's leg like a lot of casualties of the special education system, but because people were so into the moral issues, like the gay marriages and abortion. Well, the religious right groups include Reverend Falwell's organization, Pat Robertson's, and all these other Taliban types, and of course the anti-abortion movement with its 25-year history of terrorism, bombings, and shootings. They're all higher than hell at the recent unelection of Bush, and they're going forth. What happens is they need a hot button issue, and they need a new excuse to fundraise and have their freakazoid clergy and leaders get out of working for a living and having a bunch of drones send them money. So they need something to get everybody jazzed about every couple of months, and this new way is a bit hard to believe, even for this reverend. This is Reverend Dobson, Yes, the Reverend Dobson. James C. Dobson, who is the founder of Focus on the Family, which in a lot of ways is even beyond Falwell and Robertson. Reverend Dobson's Focus on the Family's latest target, the ultimate evil of the world, the threat to the future. It's not Bush's economic policies or devouring of the environment or butt-licking of corporate America or shit-canning Social Security and unemployment and Medicaid. The real enemy is SpongeBob. SpongeBob, the new enemy. Let's see if I can get some quotes out of this. Does anybody here know SpongeBob? Dobson asked the guests Tuesday night at a black tie dinner for members of Congress and political allies to celebrate the election results. SpongeBob needs no introduction. In addition to his popularity among children who watch his cartoon show, he has become a well-known camp figure among adult gay men, perhaps because he holds hands with his animated sidekick, Patrick, and likes to watch the imaginary television show, The Adventures of Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy. Now, Dobson says, SpongeBob's creators have enlisted him in a pro-homosexual video in which he appears alongside children's television colleagues like Barney and Jimmy Neutron, among many others. The makers of the video, he said, plan to mail it to thousands of elementary schools to promote a tolerance pledge that includes tolerances for differences of sexual identity. Oh, it goes on and on. Dobson's new enemy is SpongeBob. And if you're thinking, how could things get this retarded? It's because they are encouraged by the blind sheep that they get to follow their cult leaders. And that should be a lesson to everybody who's been raised by people who have pictures of a pedophile and a dress on their wall, like the Pope or a priest or some other evangelist, and saying you must shape your way of thinking and living around what this mutant says and commands. So let this be a impetus for deprogramming. We know the haters listen, and a lot of the American Christian Taliban listen, as well as the white power fuckheads. So let this be an impetus for immediate deprogramming. Yes. It is so retarded that SpongeBob has become a target. Information and somebody's emails and links at writetomequail@sjcdc.org, and I'll send them to you. And there's an article about it at alternate.org. And there's usually great articles at alternate.org. Unfortunately, for the first time that I can remember, there's kind of a pretty fucked up article at Alternate, which was about religion and the troops fighting Dickless Cheney's war for Halliburton and oil profits, that says, the religion is what's keeping the troops going, and there are no atheists in the foxhole, and blah, blah, blah. It was a pretty retarded article, and fortunately, the Reverend's friend, the Everlasting Godstopper, started a big letter-writing campaign that's been pretty effective at getting a lot of people to respond. So, and you can join in on that. There's ways to contact Alternate at the site and give responses if they do print another article, or to respond to this particular one in which they're saying things that are pretty whacked and more worthy of the corporate media than an independent news source like Alternate. Alright, let's see. Oh, there's fascism in the news. Let's see. What are we doing in law enforcement in New York City and in the city authorities? requesting real criminals? No. Dangerous people? No. Terrorists, pedophile priests? No, no. We are busting a madam. Yes, we're busting Madam Julie Moya of New York. And this is another total shit publication, the New York Daily News. Yes, Madam Julie Moya arrested. And what they're doing is they're trying to say bullshit about her, which she has never, ever done, which is trying to recruit underage people to work for her. And the real sad thing is a lot of the money she makes goes towards saving stray animals. And she's very pro-animals and does a lot for them. So Julie Moya, 47, animal saver, and whose business harms no one and is entirely staffed by adults, is now somebody to focus millions of dollars in investigation and prosecution. Actually, they busted two others as well, two entirely different operations. Because we're planting the flags of freedom and liberty, except for all of the thousands of cases that completely contradict those statements. So hopefully Julie Moya will beat this case, and hopefully they'll focus on the people who actually deserve these publicly funded upholders of the state. And if you are in an area where they persecute people like this, the dancers, the people of any lifestyle whatsoever, then send out emails all over the world that say, this city or this county is a good safe zone for real criminals because they are preoccupying themselves with going after whoever, activists or deadheads or madams or dancers or whoever, and totally contradicting any semblance of freedom and liberty by persecuting victimless crimes. Okay, and speaking of that, if you are one of the people who listens to the show who is not an activist, but find yourself watched anyway, in addition to publicizing actions like the inauguration protests and things like that through email forwards and sending the links around, I say, why not give them a show? Some favorites in Bookburn circles are fucking close enough to the window so that it wouldn't be good enough for a passerby to see, but certainly good enough for an official surveiller to watch. Definitely fucking within a surveillance site. And give them a real show, like Wear Funny Stuff, Break Out the Toys. Give them a show if you are not an organizer or an activist. And if you are, then be careful, because the repression and the anti-freedom is larger than ever, especially since the Patriot Act. And be careful with information, and be careful about your moves. Stay one step ahead of them, and be in touch with good lawyers. If you don't have one, go to ACLU.org and let them know what's happening to you. And thank you, activists at the inaugural protests, for not being passive. It is a culture in North America. One of the things people from other parts of the world who are into the show ask is, what's going on in your weird-ass nation? And the answer is, not only are people in this nation that has so many educational facilities and informational resources so easily duped, but they're also passive. So yes, they will buy myths, they will be manipulated by the corporate media and corporate entertainment industry, but they're not only dupable, but they're conditioned to be passive. And so we say, do not be passive in your world. call assholes assholes, from Bush to religious leaders who are opposing your rights to birth control, abortion, whatever, and to companies that support fucked up assholes, from Coors Beer to Blockbuster to the women's fitness chain called Curves that supports the hardcore harassers of the anti-abortion movement. And speaking of not being passive, there's been more letters to the Reverend about problems with America Online. What, all I can say to the last person to write to Reverend is expose them. Send emails to everyone you know and expose them, and if you're still with them, get off it. Even people who know less than the Reverend about technology know not to be on America Online. It's kind of like a first computer kind of service. Yes, they are crap. Yes, they rip people off. They fuck with people. They're censors. They're all that shit. Get dump AOL. They're like anything else that's bullshit. They're like MBNA and the other credit card companies who lie and scam. They're like those Toyotas that fall apart, you know, if you hit a bump. They're like, I don't know, what else is pure bullshit? They're like fast food in the Super Size Me movie. They're like anything that is total crap. And don't be passive. Speak up, raise hell, take action, or take legal action, take anything. Alright, yes, fuck passivity. And speaking of that, we will continue to be a resource for information for safe and legal abortion and contraception. And if it is illegalized under the Bush-Taliban regime, how one can obtain those services anyway. For now, you can go to abortionaccess.org. And we will also be a resource for draft resistance. For now, there's a site, although it doesn't talk about beating the probably inevitable draft under the next wave of the Bush regime. But it is a resource, and it's called draftresistance.org. Let's see. You don't need me to tell you what a liar Condoleezza Rice is. Let's see. Skip that. I just realized how much time has already gone by, and there's a whole new set of songs to play. Let's see. We talked about all the fun people had in Washington. I forgot to announce future shows. I'll do that at the end. But I'm too excited about February 20th. On February 20th, on The Reverend Is In, live musical guests, The Midnight Creeps. And I doubt if we're going to be able to get them to play live because there's a whole lot of equipment and there's drums and all that. But Midnight Creeps are still on for being live guests on February 20th. And you can check them out at midnightcreeps.com. And hopefully we'll have time to play that. All right, the retarded book review, The War Against Boys. We'll have to wait until we have time. And there's also some similar stuff. Not only the author of The War Against Boys, but also the woman who is the original plaintiff in the Roe versus Wade decision is in the news. And let's see, and there's other retarded books to read from the Christian, or to review from the Christian right wing. But I am definitely talked out. So let's play some more songs. We'll play a song in celebration of Roe versus Wade, entitled "Will the Fetus Be Aborted?" And we will play Rush Limbaugh singing about his favorite drugs. We'll play a song from the Reagan age, the last dimwit to screw up during a second term, with the Iran-Contra scandal. And we are going to predict that Bush will do similar. We'll play a song by Crucifix from the Reagan era called Hinckley Had a Vision. Let's see, Ruin, MDC coming up. But first, a song from the late 80s reunited version of the Stones. They did a song just before the first Gulf War started. And let's see. It's from the Flashpoint release. It was just before the Gulf War started when they were talking about deadlines and ultimatums and getting ready for the invasion and Desert Storm and all of that. Their anti-war song from the Flashpoint CD. This is entitled High Wire.
Business, you prepare some crew. You love these toys, just go black. Josh the Magic Dragon, the right-wing drugstore cowboy, a hillbilly heroin addict, a ditto-head deadhead now boy. You know that my opinions were always kind of whack. Now you know the reason. I'm strung out on mountain smack. My drugs are red, white, and blue. I also like the pink ones, the little green ones too. When you're on drugs, you see things that no one else can see. Like right there, I saw Jesus, and he drives an SUV. My drugs are red, white, and blue. Would you hand all the guns out to someone sniffing glue? You gotta be on something if you push the NRA. I need more pills to make that Michael Moore guy go away. My drugs are red, white, and blue. This isn't paranoia. John Ashcroft's watching you. When you're on drugs, there's terrorists everywhere you go. Al Franken's in Al-Qaeda. Bill O'Reilly told me so. My drugs are red, white, and blue. When you hear junkies jiving, just what percent is true? Kids say no to morphine, cause it can lead to grass. It really blows your mind when your head is up your ass. My drugs are red, white, and blue. GOP party monsters party all night through. It's only pharmaceuticals, it's not a real crime. The crime is I can't figure out how to blame it on the Clintons this time.
I'm Reverend Bookburn, and I approve this message. George W. Bush is a fucking wingnut. He is a bloody, blood-soaked, war criminal, terroristic menace to the human race. Yet, like his role models, Caligula, Hitler, Nixon, and Reagan, he is bound to fall during the second term and expose himself. Not in the sense that Reverend Swaggart exposed himself, but to expose himself nonetheless. At independent media and in activist groups worldwide, it is our job to give that fall an extra push as he goes forth with reckless abandon as a hoe for corporate America, white-collar criminals, and Christian extremists. To the fall of Bush, the fucking piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump. George Bush, you are falling this time around. I'm Reverend Bookburn, and I approve this message.
breaking blackboards to distract you from the
I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups, like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class, makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have two runner-ups. Sunday, January 30th, 2005. Oh, wait a minute. We're being interrupted by an impotent, dickless, eggless person who needs to manifest their sexual dysfunction by blasting a siren. Lord, please restore the genital functioning of that person. Thank you, Lord. Sunday, January 30th, 2005, at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. The first runner-up to Asshole of the Week is Universal Films. Universal Films has been re-releasing older films and older television series on substandard equipment, substandard sound, and failure to recreate or put any effort into quality products. The latest example is the 60s classic Night Gallery series, which instead of issuing said box series with good sound and repaired sound that DVD technology permits, they decided to save money even though they're gazillionaires and release crap. Universal Films, first runners up to Asshole of the Week. The second runner up to Asshole of the Week is Norma McCorvey. Norma McCorvey in the early 1970s was the plaintiff in the Roe versus Wade decision that led to the Supreme Court legalizing abortion for women up to the first to the end of the first trimester. And based on the legal precedent of the 72 birth control case of Bill Baird's Baird versus Eisenstadt, Norma McCorvey has since worked for clinics and had contributed to much valuable pro-choice work. However, like the retarded woman who wrote the War Against Boys book that we've been having a lot of fun with the last couple of shows, Christina Hoff Summers, and other self-loathing people. Hey, where's the fart sounds? We have to have the fart sounds. First Cheech from Cheech and Chong. That's better. Like self-loathing author Christina Hoff Summers, Norma McCorvey felt spurned by the women of the women's movement And that's understandable. Every movement has its large organizations and leaders that are assholes and whatever. But Norma McCorvey decided, like Summers, to become her own opposite. To say, well, just for that, I'm going to turn into the opposite and go extreme and become a total Nazi idiot. And has joined forces with anti-abortion groups such as Operation Save America and similar retards, and has recently petitioned the Supreme Court to overturn the 73 Roe versus Wade decision. So even though she's mentally fucked up, and even though she felt spurned and had to turn into her own opposite, that still makes her runner-up to Asshole of the Week, Norma McCorvey. And that leads us to that very special someone. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is former Michigan Governor John Engler. Let's see, I'll just read this quick thing. The National Association of Manufacturers, a big pro-business lobby that includes General Motors, will spend millions to ram through Bush's ultra-conservative judicial nominees. The LA Times reported January 6th, the American Justice Partnership, a new group under NAM that joins hands with social conservatives, is the brainchild of former governor, Bush buddy, and NAM president, John Engler, who was also a board member of National Pro-Conservative Judges Groups. There has been too much of a tendency in the past to cast these judgeship battles as a social debate about abortion or gay rights. In fact, there are very few of those cases in contrast to those dealing with the tort system and the rights of individuals and companies, Engler said in the Times. Engler hopes to put pressure on moderate Democrats who play part in blocking Bush's most conservative nominees, all of whom he is nominating again. Progressive groups and unions are vowing to work against the effort. You can give Engler a piece of your mind at phone number 202-637-3106 or Jengler, J-E-N-G-L-E-R, at NAM.org. 202-637-3106 or J. Engler, J-E-N-G-L-E-R, at NAM.org. All right, enough fart sounds. Thank you very much. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. MDC did Ballad of GW. Ruin did White Rabbit. Crucifix did Hinckley Had a Vision. Al Franken, playing Rush Limbaugh, did My Drugs Are Red, White, and Blue. Jello Biafra and Mojo Nixon did Will the Fetus Be Aborted from the Prairie Home Invasion CD. And started off with the Rolling Stones doing High Wire. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been entertaining the activist troops at the inaugural protests. And we're going to lose the AN listeners in a couple of minutes, but go a little overtime at RadioVolta.org and the two Washington outlets. So, let's, we'll just cover, we'll play some MDC in the background. And, cover a couple final things and do the credits. First, the credits. Reverend thanks the following for information, assistance, or just plain inspiration to the following for tonight's Entertaining the Activist Troops at the Inaugural Protest Show. Thank you, Marlin, the great engineer, Father Oblivion from Philly Independent Media, Lord Jesus, Penny, Amoeba, Secret Chimp, Ed Gold, Ms. Terry, Everlasting Godstopper, Lady Simone, Cindy from WildflowerDesire.com, possible future bride on the show, Lobo Red, the Reverend's friends from his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker, Lady Pixan, St. Anne Marie, Mephistopheles, Drusilla, Shelley, Pharmacy Joe, The Limp Dick, Malik, Leanne and Tim, Holy Bloody Mary, Brooke, Justin, Zvi and Spouse, Jennifer R. of Independent Media Research, Bipolar Bear, Matt Goddess and Family, Plantard and the UK Bookburners, the European, Australian, Brazilian, Canadian, Lebanese, and Portuguese Bookburners, all North American Bookburners, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Heidi Planner, Sarah, Laerne, the Coffee Goddesses, New Coffee Goddess Renee, Vampira, Dark Lady and Her Honey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from Dr. Susie Show and Elegant Angel Video Productions, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, ProChoiceLig.com, All Clinic Defenders, Jennifer Hunter, DSI Genevieve, Pie Man, Full Circle Records in Blackwood, New Jersey, Wood and Chew Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard, Joe Keithley and DOA, Mr. Scott and Family, Tara, Jenna Egg, Crystal Hellcat, Biker Chick, Sandra Chica Caliente, Queen Agitator, Craig A.B., Christy Wan, Chelsea Elsie, Merck and Family, Arizona Dude at the Dead Milkman Show, Neen, Annalie, Nikki, Lonnie, The Lucy Group, Leah from Beloit College, who invited the Reverend to speak there, and her new independent clinic defense group, Raheel, Susie Lick, Julie Deadhead, Dr. Feelgood and Family, D. Monica. And thank you for all the comedy material and giving us a good laugh over the Christian supremacist psycho-obsessive stalker who gave her, as an attempt to woo her, the War Against Boys book. D. Monica, all of Radio Volta for enduring the theft of a radio transmitter and looting by Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay. We remember you, Sister Bay. The two Washington outlets that relay broadcast the show live, Dallas Blanchard, Michael Moore, Void Control, MidnightCreeps.com, future guests, all of independent media, Bush Liquors Everywhere, all book burners, and to everyone who protested the inauguration, especially the heckler who got up close. Thank you from the Reverend. Couple of quick plugs, and then we'll play final couple of songs and then call it a night and announce the forthcoming shows. If you want some great graphics from the Reverend's friend Mephistopheles, write to me, Quayle, Quayle, Quayle at sjcdc.org, and get some of his new graphics, including Bush with twisted up face, Jesus on a cracker, and all kinds of shit he comes up with that are really great. In addition to giving the surveillance people a show if you're not really an activist or an organizer, and you see them doing stuff like busting the madam in New York City, and they have these bullshit tip lines that are not only for the truly dangerous, but something abused, like going after victimless crimes. Scam the tip lines, please. Give false leads. Send them on wild bush chases, especially when they're pulling bullshit, like going after whatever, punks, activists, deadheads, whoever, dancers, madams. When they abuse these tip lines, give them bullshit leads and information. All right, there was something else that was essential and couldn't wait until next week. Let's see, told you Heart of the Beholder is coming out this weekend. Check it out at beholder.com. And we're probably going to get a couple of them on the show, or at least one of them on the show, when they tour promoting the film, Heart of the Beholder. An article on the nuclear plant at Rocky Flats, the Rocky Flats Horror Picture Show, from the people who do the Grist site, grist.org. Oh, the rest of the shit will just have to wait. There were some good jokes we had about Larry Elder. He's the other dollar store clinician, like Dr. Phil on TV, who perpetrated the myth of sex addiction, which we're going to deal with on a future show. Okay. Future shows on The Reverend is in next week. is the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. Yes, when the FCC and other Taliban-influenced fascistic anti-freedom goons allow hardcore petting, patting, spanking, spacking, running, start, throwing arms and legs, wrap-around hugs, pile-ups. Oh, darling, did you get a touchdown? Oh, pike the ball, but not just yet. Smut on primetime major league television, an erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. Oh, darling, let's tackle. Let's make up for our Olympics. Let's blast the sirens, the firehouse fire whistles. Let's point our weapons and war missiles. Let's point our hunter apparatuses. Oh, we're going to have so much fun next week. Next week, the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. And on February 13th, just before Valentine's Day, we're going to have Love Night, and it'll be different than all of the bullshit from the corporate entertainment industry. February 20th, the Midnight Creeps live guests. Check them out at midnightcreeps.com. Live guests February 20th. Other future themes include three retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush, recovery for propagandists, in which we'll blow the lid off the bullshit myths behind addictions that are not real addictions, like love addiction, sex addiction, porn addiction, television addiction, internet addiction, golf club addiction, etc. And talk about the 12-step monopoly and higher power delusional systems of recovery when there's so many better alternatives. Recovery for propagandists, as well as pubic property, about sex-negative posturing from liberals and conservatives to left-wing and the right-wing, religious fundamentalists or groupthink freethinkers, any and all walks of life, and input still coming in and real good stuff. Send your ideas for the Pubic Property Show, a response to every type of sex negative. The grand opening of the official White House corporate brothel, which is also a Reverend Future Video project. And send in your ideas, because Demonica's writing all this shit down, like the book idea, the CD release idea, and of course, the video project ideas, such as United We Stand Erect, official White House grand opening, corporate brothel, etc., etc. And of course, the big giant flying bra in the sky, like the Pink Floyd pig, for the Support the Droops campaign. And what else is coming up in future shows? Oh, psychotherapy for the Bush regime, since they're the most mentally fucked up people on the planet. And all of that is to come on The Reverend Is In at Radio Volta, Atheist Network, and the two Washington outlets that broadcast the show. All right, way talked out. We'll do quotes from The War Against Boys for the Retard Book Review next week, time permitting, for the great erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. And let's play some final tracks. MDC in the background, but this next track is from the Reverend's favorite holiday present received this past season, the William Shatner new CD entitled Has Been. And we played a track the last show we did 2 weeks ago, the fourth anniversary show. And thank you, people who sent feedback for that. This is another track from the William Shatner CD, Has Been. This particular track is entitled I Can't Get Behind That. Alright, get on.
Let's go, ready? From the top.
My favorite shows on TV have 12 minutes of advertising.
I can't get behind that kind of time.
Eat quickly, drive faster, make more money now. I can't get behind that.
My kids say, he said to me, and I'm like,
and he's like, and she's like,
it's all he's all, she's all.
I can't get behind that kind of like English.
That'll be 6 to 8 weeks before delivery.
The rising oceans, the warming temperatures.
The dying polar bears, no tigers in 50 years.
Rising poison in the air and water.
I can't understand why the price of gas suddenly rises when oil goes up.
But takes months to go down long after oil falls.
I can't get behind any of that.
I can't get behind the gods, who are more vengeful, angry, and dangerous if you don't believe in them.
Why can't all these gods just get along? I mean, they're omnipotent and omnipresent. What's the problem?
What's the problem? What about the men who say, do as I do? Believe in what I say for your own good, or I'll kill you. I can't get behind that.
I can't get behind that. Everybody knows everything about all of us.
That's too much knowledge.
I can't get behind that.
Yeah. What about student drivers using my streets to learn?
If you learn to play the drums, you gotta go to a studio. Go to a parking lot, for God's sake! Why are you jeopardizing my life? I can't get behind a student driver!
I can't get behind a driver who drives like a student driver! If you're gonna drive an urban assault vehicle, then get off the phone and keep your eyes on the road!
Lifetime guarantee?
Whose lifetime? Not mine. Haven't that much time left. Let's make it yours. Everybody's got a longer life than me.
The leaf blowers.
Is there anything more futile?
Car alarms.
Clap off.
Clap on.
Spam.
Size matters.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. No,
yes, it does.
Doesn't.
Yes, it does.
My
yes,
phone
does.
Rings.
Make millions in minutes.
It's a computer.
Lose inches in hours.
Leave me the hell alone.
Eat more. Spend less.
The colonel is breakdancing. Give me a break.
Credit terms arranged.
I can't get behind any of that. I can't get behind so-called singers. They can't carry a tune. Get paid for talking. How easy is that?
Well, maybe I could get behind that.
Well, I can't. If you have to fix it with a computer, quantize, pitch correct it, and overly inspect it, then you can't do it. And I can't get behind that.
I can't get behind a fat ass.
Yeah. Bill, can you turn around and do one more?
Always can do one more.
Let's hit it.
One, two, three, four.
That was William Shatner doing I Can't Get Behind That. And
I have saved the world.
Let's just play one more song and get out of here.
So
if you want to get Jello Biafra, a new release with the Melvins, or any of his other great stuff, or all kinds of music, spoken word, benefit releases, and great compilations, go to AlternativeTentacles.com, DOA and MDC's new release at SuddenDeath.com. And this final track is from Rock Against Bush, Volume 1, from Fat Wreck Records. FatWreck.com. This is volume one of Rock Against Bush. And let's play the track by Ministry, which has the letter W circled and slashed out. This track is entitled No W. Good night.
We'll be right back.
night.